When they came, you know, the IDPs were so many by then, many people in the camp, and there were more people in the host community. So they came to my house in a pathetic situation. There is no how I can refuse them. It can happen to anybody, and mostly children and women. They were so tired, they were so disturbed, so I had to accommodate them. At a time, they were even using my office to live in my office because we were so many in the house.
How long did they stay there?
They stayed for 7 months. It wasn't easy, but with special grace of God, with the meager resources I had, and with the support from neighbors, we managed it. I gave them place to sleep. They sleep in my house. They eat in my house. On daily basis, I buy drugs to children. The drugs that are not available, I have to buy it for the children. I buy clothes, all the needs, the basic needs.
Could you describe some of the impacts Boko Haram had on these displaced people?
Boko Haram killed some of their husbands in front of them. There is a lady, Boko Haram killed her husband, slaughtered the husband, and another woman. You know, as they were fleeing, two of her children got sick and they died on the way. She has to leave them in the bush, in the forest, because of fear of being abducted or killed by Boko Haram again, with the remaining two children she had. That is the case. Dead bodies were left in places like Lhasa. They came like military, and the Lhasa people assembled, thinking that they are coming to assist them. Unfortunately, they just killed all of them.
And at the collective level, what do you think can be done to help these people being displaced by Boko Haram?
They need more support to get money to be able to sustain their families. And then government infrastructures have been burnt, houses have been burnt. So these government infrastructures, because these people need hospital, health care, they need education, they need shelter.